Following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 18, 1976. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, hi there, friends. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. I'm Sue Moran, your weekly hostess, with another lineup of recordings featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The recordings I've selected for today are the accompanying music and songs for one of the better-known traditional dances in southern Africa, the famous Muchongolo dance of the Nguni, the Pedi, Zulu, and Ndao Shangaan people. I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to these very expressive and rhythmic dance songs that play an important role in the cultural heritage of these various peoples. So off we go to the dancing now on Music Time in Africa. I'm sure you will all agree that dancing makes life worth living. It's a form of social recreation that is popular all over the world. There's an almost unlimited number of dances in Africa that are performed only for the sheer fun and enjoyment of dancing, and for the satisfaction of sharing a popular dance routine with friends. One of these is the famous Muchongolo dance. Perhaps the most popular cultural activity among the Ndao, who live in a region known as Gaza Land, which stretches from the eastern border of Rhodesia and across Mozambique. The name Gaza Land derives from a legendary hero of the Nguni people. The effects of Nguni influence among the Ndao is most evident not only in the name of their country, which they adopted with pride, but also in the Nguni name Shangaan, by which other peoples in Rhodesia call the Ndao. Further evidence of Nguni legacy is the Muchongolo dance itself. Actually, the Ndao call the dance Muchongoyo, deriving from the Ndao word chongoyo, meaning stamping one's feet in pain. But the elders of Gaza Land claim that the dance developed from the Nguni war dance called the Ihubo, also sometimes called the Amahubo or the Mgubo. They say that in the old days, the Ihubo was performed by battalions or regiments of fighting men on ceremonial occasions. The songs were meant to be sung by 1,000 men or more to be really effective, especially when they are punctuated by the rhythmic stamping of the bare feet that makes the ground shake with the percussion. The Ihubo was a slow, stamping dance performed with grandeur by the Nguni warriors in their military dress. Today's Muchongolo dance is much different. A shrill whistle or the slow, prolonged blowing of a horn signals the beginning of the dance. This is followed by an explosive cry of voices and a burst of drumming. Suddenly, the random whistling, the shouting, and singing join under one rhythmic pattern held by the drums or just plain hand clapping.
Panga Rugatela, Yemwing, Mangatana, in Navarra Centura. Buyo, Nyankwabe Buyo. Hey, hey, hey. 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 Nyankwabe Buyo.
And that was our first example of the music accompanying the famous Muchongolo dance of the Ndau and Nguni peoples in southern Africa. That particular recording was made in the village of Maniza, just north of Maputo, and performed by a group of Ronga men. But here now is a large group of Ndau dancers, dancing and singing the Muchongolo to the complex rhythms of three drums and wooden clappers.
Oh, my God.
I said previously that today's Muchongolo dance actually developed from the old regimental dances of the Nguni, in which scores of warriors carrying spears and shields would participate. Those were the Ihubo performances, in which full regiments of men clad in military dress would compete with each other in displaying their dancing skill. And at times, girls who were betrothed to the young warriors would also carry spears and shields and join in the singing and dancing. The dancers must execute apparently spontaneous movements with perfect unity. The greater the element of surprise and spontaneity, the more the acclaim given to the dancers. In the old days, the Ihubo was also performed by large hunting parties on the return from a successful hunt, especially on the occasion of killing a lion or a leopard. The dance would take place in the presence of the tribal chief, who would reward the hunters for their success. This next recording is a good example of this type of song. The dancing hunters sing, "You hear of our famous men? We are proud of our fame."
Silandero njenjo yana, oh yana, silandero njenjo yana, oh yana.
The Ihubo dance, performed on the occasion of a successful lion hunt by a large group of Nguni hunters and sung in the style of the old regimental songs of well over 100 years ago. This next number is also an old regimental Ihubo song, now used for celebrating the event of a successful hunt and performed by a large group of Nguni men and women. Here is one more example of the original Ihubo dance of the Nguni, as it was performed in the old regimental days. This recording was made in Zambia, in the southeastern part of the country.
Oh,
The Muchongolo dance of today, which has derived from the old Ihubo of the Nguni, is performed for pure entertainment. It serves no ritualistic or religious purpose. It provides the dancers with emotional release, performing completely uninhibited and possessed with joy. The old and young are in one rhythm. It is a unique display of communal unity. Here now, in this final recording on today's program, is the Muchongolo of the Ndao Shangan people of southern Africa.
Shingani kombani andona ya machangani. Ila ukoloma na yobana waman. Shingani kombani andona ya machangani. Ayole wakamalu. Auti koni le shingano. Le shingano. Ilo zikono maka. Sakule intula ya machangani. Ora itibana wamin. Nemu koni ya. Asura kaina sura kumshodani. Nyango koni shoda ko, kunjani wapuga, ene wapugani. Angana chuma, emkuta kapuma na yo, eza tama chulu ni haipuga lanchi. Nitoka puka kubana wame, shibonge, atoma mtuna karanchi. Kertunga ntuna na mkofu, kama nga mdawani, kama nga msonansi. Kakuna matama na mtuli, na kuzo upadima, bata chumuna mkala salama kuma mtuna. Wambala mtauka we,
Shiro Patela.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed that music. Today's music featured the Muchongolo dance songs of the Ndao Shangan and the old regimental dance music of the Nguni in southern Africa. I'll be back next week at the same time, of course, with more music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. Join me then, won't you? And have a nice week. This is Sumeran saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa.
Now this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.